everybody, and welcome to the Real BS Show, starring Bill and
Seth.
And we have a special guest this week,
Steve Waddle.
Steve Waddle, all the way from Old Wattsburg Road out there. Now, you got to say hello to Cheryl. Don't forget.
Like, I'm going to forget that. Come on, that's the only reason why I'm on Earth, is because of Cheryl.
Uh-oh.
All good men have good women.
Yeah. There's always a good woman behind every man.
That's right.
Every good
keeping
man.
Him in line.
Something like that.
Yeah, keep me in line. You got it right.
So, did you say hello to Cheryl?
Hello, Cheryl.
There she goes.
Love you, babe.
All right, now, what we're going to do today is we're gonna grill you, try to find out how you got so good. Steve's a musician from years and years ago. Been playing forever, right?
You got it right. Been playing forever, and thanks for the compliment. I didn't know that I got that good.
But world famous.
Thank you. Appreciate it. World famous. Yo, yo.
Way better than Marie Osmond. Oh, man.
I don't know. That's that happened. I do kind of like Marie Osmond.
Not me. I worked with her. Ooh, what a nutcase. Fruitcake. That's a better word.
Right.
Okay, so... What do you? I tell you what. Let's play a song that Steve sang on, and then we'll come back from that, and then we'll get into his life story.
That sounds good.
That okay? Yeah, okay with you, Steve? Fortunate Son?
Yeah, sure. And
all right, you ready? We're gonna give it a shot. Okay, Seth, take it away. BS Show with our special guest
Steve Waddle.
Steve Waddle, say hello to everybody. Oh, hello. You already did.
Hello, everybody.
There he is. I like the way he says that.
I said it to my wife. I think I said hello. I love you, honey.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, let's. Steve's a world famous musician and a singer. And what I want to know, and what people want to know, is. How this all got started in your life? I mean, I don't know. You're probably in your 50s or 60s. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I hate to tell you my age.
Well, you don't have to. Just a ballpark figure. 70. Holy smokes. No. But, I mean, you know, when did it start for you? I mean, I started in sixth grade with a tonette, you know. I mean, What got me.
I started as a young child. I used to sing to the radio. My mom always had records. She always played records, and I'd sing to them. And her friends would come over, and she'd want to show me off, and I'd sing to them. And
so you've been entertaining folks forever then, huh?
Yeah. That she had professional people come over and look at me and listen to me, and they said, he'll never be nothing. Yeah. Just leave the kid alone.
Send him outside to play.
I did want to know what world you were talking about that I was famous in, too.
The world that I know, anyway.
Oh, you mean in the headphones, the world in the headphones. Sorry.
Steve, I've done thousands of national acts, you know, as a sound company owner, operator, and I've done probably thousands of local bands and semi-local bands. And I'm telling you, you're as good as anybody.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, you know, to me, you're one of the guys that hasn't got the breaks. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these guys, and I could name a lot of names, but they're not that good. They just knew the right people, were in the right place at the right time, and bingo. You know, they got a push, or they knew somebody, or somebody's cousin, or, you know, somebody's son, or... I could name a ton of them. You know, I don't want nobody suing me.
No, yeah, we don't want some lawsuits today.
I think I would have been happy if I just had a band that wanted to stay together for a long time.
Oh, good luck with that one.
Well, I know that's
multiple personalities. That's, you know, conflicting. Oh,
that's like having four or five wives at the same time.
Yeah. How do you please them all?
All really nice people. Every person I ever met in a band, really nice people.
Two fingers to the sky.
The majority of them, yes.
My question for you is what influences were the greatest effect for you?
Well, say in your younger years, before you actually plugged into something.
It would probably be my dad, Elvis Presley.
Okay.
That's what my mom told me all the time anyway, until I growed up, and then I question her, and she says, I said, Mom, is Elvis really my dad? And she says, oh, honey, don't I wish. And then at that point, I knew, well, it was a farce. It was never my dad.
You just sing like him, that's all.
I don't know about that. I have fun.
I'll tell you what, you know, there's a lot of, and like I say, I've met a lot of these national acts. Some of them are really, a lot of them are good people. But a lot of them, it all goes to their head, and they just turn into total idiots.
Oh, nothing worse than a big head.
I'll tell you what, it's just unbelievable. And you'd never guess. I mean, some of the people I could name, you just never guess how ignorant and obnoxious they are. It's just terrible.
But don't you think they're going on tours constantly, and everyone's a yes man or yes woman to them?
Well, they get all crabby, too, because they're doing the same thing night after night after night, and they travel on a bus and... You know, I mean,
how often do they get told no? I mean, that's something, you know, no, we're not doing
well,
that.
Well, that's just the big guy, the leader, the, you know, the Miami Sound Machine, the Estefan and just the people out front. They're the ones that get the royal treatment.
Right.
The rest of the band and everybody is just in the bus packed in like sardines. And they're cranky. They're crabby. You know, and it's just some of those rehearsals are just miserable. All day long. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them probably right on the bus.
And then they like to drink and do drugs, you know.
Oh, no, not that awful.
I'll tell you what.
Not that awful stuff. No, no.
Oh, jeez. You wouldn't believe it.
It makes your mind go other places.
Well, you know, they get burnt out is what it is, you know.
Oh, yeah. I used to like that. I had a 70 Cuda that did nice burnouts.
But, okay, so you, your mom was out promoting you to the neighborhood.
Well, her friends, not the neighborhood. I wasn't that.
I mean, when did you start playing guitar?
When did I get my wings?
Yeah, your first guitar.
I'm still playing it. I'm still trying to figure it out. Are you kidding me? I was about 6 years old. First guitar.
Really? Mm-hmm. Acoustic?
Of course.
Yeah. And then, how long did that go? I mean, before you actually plugged into something.
I think I was probably 11, 12.
And then
when I got electric, and it just made the whole house worse. Yeah. It was nobody liked me.
I remember the saxophone, and my mom's, that was the worst thing she ever did. The clarinet and the sax. Oh,
No, everybody likes to hear the finished product, but not getting there. They don't want to hear the getting there sound.
There's always the saying, you don't want to live down the street from a drummer because you'd hear them constantly. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you started that, terrorizing your folks and maybe the neighborhood.
Yes.
And then at some point you had to start playing with other people.
Oh, yeah.
In a band. And
started right up the street. The neighbor of mine, they had a big barn and had a couple speaker amplifiers up there and a small PA, and we had at
there
it.
You go.
We had some fun. We were in a band. That was my first band. I think I was about 15, 16 years old.
Wow, you got an early start.
Well, never went no further than the garage, but we had fun.
Hey, well, it's experience. It's a learning experience.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of lets you know whether you want to keep at it or not, because a lot of people quit after that. They're done.
What kind of stuff did you play?
Back then?
Yeah.
I would say, what's the guy there with had the TV show there with the long hair? What was his name there?
Narrow it down much.
Oh, come on. As you know, he had a wife that was redhead. Oh, come on. You don't ever watch TV, do you?
Not anymore.
No,
I should have back then, yeah. What year is you talking? In the 70s? Or
70s,
70s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
no, that I was out. I was gone.
I wasn't even born yet, so I don't know.
Oh, no. We're working with... Do you know what a turntable is?
Oh, right? Sure. I know what a turntable is.
Not that young, huh?
No.
I can't remember what you're talking about.
It was Ozzy. It was Ozzy I was talking about. We used
Ozzy
to do
and
it,
Harriet?
Well,
Ricky
no,
Nelson?
Actually, the band. What was the band called
Ricky Nelson.
That Ozzy was in?
Black Sabbath?
Yes, that was the band.
Oh,
we used to do a little Black Sabbath. That's what it was. You're like an
Einsteiner,
yeah, Seth.
I'm sorry.
How do you remember that stuff?
Yeah. Because my parents raised me on it.
But, yeah, that was some of the stuff. We did some metal stuff, I guess, back in the day. And
the Silvertone amps or what were
actually,
they?
Silvertone guitar was my first.
Wow. Sears and Roebuck.
I actually have a Sears and Roebuck guitar right now in my house. It's a bass guitar.
Huh.
I bought that from a fella, had it on the internet for sale. Oh, my Lord.
Bait that trap.
I'm getting older as we speak.
Yeah, lift your feet up.
We're not going to tell you what happened because it's not funny.
Yeah, right. That's not
it's
proper.
It's a secret. You have to ask this in person.
So, okay, 70s. All right, so you're doing a little Ozzy Osbourne and...
Probably little Osmonds, my girlfriend there that you don't like so much.
Oh, geez.
Partridge Family, that kind of stuff.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah. What's the other guy there that did the Motown stuff? I loved Motown stuff back in the day.
Wow, yeah. Well, it was big stuff, yeah.
Oh,
it was.
Yeah. Make you want to move kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
right.
Did little singing
James
in church.
James Brown, do you remember any of his?
I never done it. I Feel Good. That's the only one I know. It's,
yeah.
And that's
was church part of your repertoire? I mean, you.
I did some church when I was all at home.
That's
good practice. We had to go every Sunday. You know.
I know what that's about.
I didn't mind it so much.
I did.
They probably minded it more than I did.
But so into the 70s, and when did it start getting really serious? I mean, I don't know. When you're in your teens, it's one thing, but once you get past that, then it...
Like, when you got hooked.
I've had the disease since I was six, and
right.
That's no lie. I've been hooked ever since then.
When you start collecting equipment? And
it's
forever?
I'm a hoarder. When it comes to...
I wouldn't say that, but you got a good collection.
I am a hoarder when it comes to music.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a lot of stuff.
Going to be a big yard sale when I'm in the box.
That's for sure. You got, like I said, you got as much stuff as a lot of sound companies I worked for.
I was in bands that they would never let the singer be heard. So I guess I got a little peed off, and I said, "Nah, can you hear me now?"
Yeah, it's my system. You better hear me.
Right on.
Yeah, well, that's how a lot of bands way back then, we kind of... Guy's terrible, but we got to keep him because he owns a PA system. You know?
I just wanted to hear myself. That's all I was ever striving for.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to think back when. Well, my band days didn't start till. It was Woodstock. I went to Woodstock. When I came back from there, I said, that's it. I'm going to learn how to play something. I don't know what. So I picked the one with the least strings.
Well, that's a good idea.
Because, you know, I mean, bands that I knew, they always had trouble keeping a bass player.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, well, shoot, four strings and they're extra fat. I can handle that. You know, they're easy to find, you know. So that was... So I sat down with Joe Potnick, Phil's dad, Tim's dad.
Yeah.
I sat out there on the sun porch playing polkas for 3-4 months until I figured out where all the strings were.
Until you figure out rock and roll, right?
Yeah, then we jumped right into the Philip after that. It was like from the sun porch to the Philip. Man, that was a big jump.
Oh, yeah.
So we were in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, all over the place. You know, we're playing left and right.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that did it. Boom. Once you're hooked, you're hooked.
You had the disease, too. Oh, yeah.
So you've been playing in bands ever since then, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And have you ever done anything by yourself or just a couple people? A couple
times. I mean, I used to play, I can't even remember the bowling alley. It was off of 38th Street over there somewhere. Maybe Zucker Club or not Zucker Club. One of them bowling alleys off of Grandview or Pittsburgh or something like that there.
Oh, on that side. Okay.
I played there by myself. It's
years. Green Garden, maybe?
No. My brother actually owns that place.
Huh.
No, that's, what's that? I can't even think of the name of it. It's like
Zook Road? Rolling?
I think that's it. Rolling Metals, yep.
Yeah.
Years ago, yep.
I wonder if that's still there. I haven't been over there.
I think it's still there. I don't know if they're still bowling, but the building's still there.
Huh.
But I played there for a while, and I played some bars.
Now that's by yourself.
Absolutely,
words,
yeah, because it was just me before it was just us.
Yeah, just you.
You know,
when I look at the entertainment these days and the way things are, and the way the trouble it is to keep a band together.
Oh my!
I think you and somebody else, you and somebody else, and maybe a third person, tone it down, and then get into this acoustic. The other night we did acoustic show and those songs, and the, you know, everybody loved that stuff, you know, and it's just, but you get so much more precise,
right?
You know,
oh, yeah.
You don't have all this noise going on to hide everything.
Right, it makes you better too.
It makes you better
because you don't have so much noise going on. Nobody hears.
Yeah, you get more accurate, and it's so much easier to record yourself and practice that way by listening over and over to the recordings and stuff, and it's, and you got all the essential tools to do something like that, you know, you really do. So acoustic guitar, and like I say, the PA system doesn't have to be, you know, 5,000 watts.
No.
And you get some pretty classy, well, look at Marty O'Connor and people like that. They knocked out, I don't know about now, but they used to knock down a big buck and they were in demand.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just acoustic kind of thing, you know.
You're pumping me up. I might get going here.
Yeah, you should think about it.
Yeah,
I'll be your manager.
One, two, three people, yeah.
I'll be your manager. Seth could be your sound manager.
I could be your manager and sound manager.
Yeah, and do all the recording.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll make CDs and sell them.
Not even CDs anymore. People go digital. They go straight to the internet.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you cut out the merchandise for that. You cut out costs. You don't have to buy CDs. Wow. You do some artwork still. That's the key. Like, people love artwork. You get an artist do an album nowadays, you know, they do all this amazing artwork on it, and people eat that up. But everything's all digital now. It's all on, like, Spotify or SoundCloud. People are pumping music out there and people are listening to it. YouTube. Put it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And you can show your artwork. You know, you never were back in the days with MTV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, music videos.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on YouTube now.
Really?
Yeah. Everything's just on YouTube. Yeah, everyone's putting their music videos on there. People.
Well, everything's on YouTube. I mean, you want to fix your muffler, just go to YouTube and they'll tell you how to do it.
And
no kidding.
I just remember the days. I grew up in vinyl, and then we, of course, went to CD tapes. Then you had CDs.
Right.
I remember the eight tracks. I remember those.
Yeah, those were
horrible.
Terrible.
But the CDs was amazing. But when I went to MP3, you know, to digital music, everything just changed.
Yep.
I mean, people were, you know, loading their music into their iPods, into their phones, to now their cars.
Yep.
And now everything's on the internet. You don't even have to download anything. It's just there, and you just stream it. And that's where things are going, you know, and that's what we do. We basically stream everything, you know.
Don't tell them how we cheat the world.
No, but we stream our stuff, you know. People can download it.
Our show, yeah.
Yeah, they can listen to it whenever they want to, and there's no schedule. But that's how nowadays you
when
don't
you're
have
in
to,
the mode, yeah.
Like the album is almost dying. That's something that's kind of tragic. I remember a lot of artists growing up that had concept albums, like Pink Floyd and whatnot, you know, The Wall, and those are kind of dying. People are just putting out single songs and here and there.
So what are you going to do for money in the future as far as music?
It's concerts. That's where the money's at. It's always been. If you get rid of the record companies, then the artists themselves can make the money online.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people are doing. They're releasing their own music. People buy the music for a dollar or something like that, a song, and that adds up, you know? And then people do concerts and make money that way.
Yeah, I think live, you know, live's a different story than
right.
studios. Studios, they can fool around and play around and make you sound like anybody.
Sure.
Right.
But live is a whole nother ball game. And if you got a good sound person or a good quality sound, you'd be in demand, no doubt about it. Because bands and entertainers are so disorganized. And things just, you know, not everybody, you know, there's a few that, I mean, I don't know. This looks like it's so wide open to me. And a lot of the bands that I hear are terrible.
Oh, you know?
I mean, I'm saying, wow, what are they?
No names.
Go to the casino sometime and listen to that stuff up there.
Ooh.
I mean, just unreal.
I haven't been out much, so I can't say that I've heard many bands lately.
I'm thinking they're paying these guys $1,500 a night.
Whoa.
And whoa, that's what I, you know.
Catch me a gig.
I'm telling you. But, okay, so can you remember your first really kind of hot band that you really felt successful with? Or
My very first band, I was really young. Was even before the one that we had talked that was up the street. I think I was in, sixth, seventh grade, and we called ourselves the Unknown.
Huh.
And man, was that exactly what we were.
Well, yeah, but did the kids in school get to hear you? You hear your band? I mean,
We did do a party in the backyard type thing. That's all we ever did.
That should have
too tried. Young to play out. You know?
I mean, when you're that age, when kids hear their friends playing in a band, it just charges them up something awful. I remember that. I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty neat.
I was at that time. I had the really good guitar players in the band, and I was the weak guitar player, so I kind of set it out and sang.
Oh, that's singing is the biggest part of the whole band, really. I mean, there's certain bands, you know, Led Zeppelin and some of these, but the singer is what, I mean, you know, who's the bass player for Frank Sinatra? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, all these different, all through the, nobody knows who's in the band. They know who's out front, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what, and then the people out front didn't write half their songs. Most of the people out front never wrote anything.
Right, right.
You know, so it's all, but that first, what charged you up, probably seventh grade.
Yep.
And then it was, the rest is history.
No stopping me. I mean, it's a disease. And I'm sorry about it.
So how many bands do you think you, now, did you put them together, or did you play with other people's bands? Or?
The first band that I was talking about in seventh grade, no, I didn't put that one together. I joined it.
Yeah.
But all the rest of them I've put together and never stayed together.
You're just striking out.
I'm still looking for that first band.
Well, don't feel alone because that's just the way of the world. I mean, it's just
I can't think of a single artist out there that you go look at their Wikipedia or something and you see the track record of how many bands they were in.
Kind of like professional football or baseball or something, you know.
Just crazy.
Played for 9 different teams before.
It's amazing too how musicians can connect to each other. Like, you know, this artist knew this artist and that artist knew that, and it's like sooner or later this chain reaction. Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets that way. Yeah.
You get to know people a little better than you should.
Well, we had a sound company. It got rather big. I mean, really Awfully big. We were doing Chautauqua the whole summer at Chautauqua for years.
Yeah, back in the day, I rented equipment from you before.
Yeah, that was the best money maker we had, was renting equipment. People come pick it up,
use it, and
deliver it. We didn't have to do anything.
Right on.
Pick up and delivery was on the customer.
Right.
But so we got to know, you know, we had a music store. So they'd come buy strings, chords, even guitars and keyboards. So little. I mean, we knew a lot of, I knew a lot of musicians. I didn't even know their names, but I knew them to see them, you know. And,
right.
Oh, that's you. I didn't know that was you.
Oh, yeah.
So it was, you know, Bon Jovi come to town. Well, the guys from the band come up over the hill and looked around the store, you know, bought some strings.
Right.
That was, it was interesting years of being in business, in that business. You know, we go on little tours with different
bands
and mostly singers, you know, the Letterman or the, you know, stuff like that. So I'll tell you what, I'm getting thirsty. Let's play another song. Let's have Steve play another song.
I'd love to do
then
that
while he's singing and strumming and playing and everything. I'll go get something, get some Coke.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
yeah, I want some of that too.
You gotta make that clear.
Coca-Cola or Pepsi works.
My doctor at St. Vincent, we were walking out of his office, and we're right there. There's all these people. I mean, mostly old people, but they're all gathered right there. And he says, "Now remember," he says, "stay off that Coke." I said, "Doc, I'll make you a deal. I said, you quit smoking them cigars, and I'll quit doing the Coke." Sealed the deal.
Sealed the deal.
Shoot. Okay, let's listen to Steve while we go wet our whistles.
All right, sounds good.
She said her love for me could never die. If that it changed, if she'd ever found out about you and I. You keep me coming round. I know a love is true. It's so damn busy making love to you. I got my mind made up. I need to feel your touch. I'm gonna run to you. I'm gonna run to you. I'm gonna stay all night. I'm gonna run to you.
Wow, that ended quick. That's Steve's good singer. Hey, this is the Real BS Show, and welcome back.
It's organic.
Organic. No HMOs, CMOs, or whatever. I don't know.
CEOs.
Nothing or unnatural.
Yeah. Well, I sometimes
it's
natural.
It's all organic.
No doubt in my mind. No doubt.
Well, okay. We're talking to Steve Waddle, the world famous singer and guitar player. And where were we? We're in the first few bands that you got into. And then I know, well, for me, it was fast. I mean, as soon as that first band I joined, I mean, holy smokes, we were everywhere. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, all over the place.
Oh,
it was a hot band. That Philip band was really good. And we had good players, good singers. Whew, the whole thing was good. Hammond organ, everything. But so when did things get really serious for you? You know, when you started really booking the, you know, a lot of bookings and a lot of late nights.
I would say after I married Cheryl.
She got out there and promoted?
She was a hustler. Let
yeah,
me tell you.
Yeah.
She put us She put us to work, let me tell you. We were actually, there's a lot of times we were working 3 days a week, sometimes four, two times one day, you know, gigs that we were doing.
Now, did you carry your own sound equipment?
I did.
Wow.
And I basically did all the grunt work myself.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I don't know when I showed up. I don't even remember when it was. Oh, that was in 2000s.
I was going to say after everything's set up.
Oh,
no, just kidding.
That's the way.
Just kidding, buddy. But everybody else like that, pretty much.
Yeah.
Majority.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, you got your slackers in every band.
Yeah, I had a few people that were good workers that worked with me. But the majority of them, they said young people these days, they don't want to do too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of old guys, too, that don't. I can say that. I mean, the last band I was in, everybody had something wrong with them.
Oh, yeah. That's when you need to get young people in the band just for grunt.
Yeah. Well, then you got to pay them, you know, and there goes the profits
window. You do it out of the kindness of your heart. That's what.
I'll admit, I helped him a few times with his band.
I'd buy a McDonald's afterwards.
I was completely happy, you know, like we just went and got something to eat. You know?
Just
like,
wanted to hang out with the women. That's
No, I'm not sure. But they wanted me to dance, and I'm like, no, I'm not dancing.
Yeah, band always wants you to dance. It takes all the pressure off the band.
Yeah.
No pressure at all. You got people out there dancing. People are watching the dancers. Yeah. Not the band.
Well, sometimes I'd be playing the bass, and next thing you know, I'm out there and dancing. Screwing up. These slow ones, rubbing on
his strings would be bouncing in the wrong area.
I say, wait, I gotta go. I can't see my guitar.
I remember I was doing a gig up in Ripley, New York, one time, and I had a wireless guitar, and I used to take a walk around.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, when the band would be playing, and I'd play the ride. Well, I walked out in the middle of Route 20, and I'm playing my guitar. It's still working. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But the time delay between my guitar and the atmosphere, what's up there? What are them things that make it come
satellites,
back down?
Yeah.
Satellite dishes coming back down, bouncing. Time it got in there, I was like playing, I don't know, three steps behind the band or three steps ahead of them or something.
Yeah, I never ran into that.
Oh, I did that. I used to do that a bunch.
In that last band, Bill was wireless, and I had the same exact wireless setup as him. And if we crisscrossed each other, it caused all kinds of problems.
That was
you know?
Terrible. Oh, you had to change your channels. That's what happens.
I did that one time at French Quarters. I was playing the guitar, and I walked out the door. I didn't go far. I just walked out the door. Playing my guitar, come back in, and then here's this like look like a little Japanese woman. She come running out, she's holding her, and I'm like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" Evidently, my amp got loud or something when I was out there, and I didn't know it. She wasn't happy. It's too loud! It's too loud!
Yeah, we used to hear a lot of that. Yeah. You know, there was jobs when even in the Philip. I mean, we play at these reunions or whatever. And people start hollering, and next thing you know, we're packing up and leaving. Screw you, we're not turning down.
You know what happened to me one time? We had a bass player. This guy stirred up more trouble than 10 men out of.
Yeah.
But we're playing a gig out in Northeast, and his bass was just death-defying loud. I mean, I asked him to turn it down nice, always the first time, nice. No, he wouldn't. So we played a little bit, and I said, turn it down. He wouldn't turn it down. So I walked back to his amp, and I turned it. I faced it against the wall, and I said, don't touch it. And it stayed facing the wall the whole night.
Did that work? Cause sometimes
a little bit. It sounded like the wall was a whole bass
amp.
Yeah,
right,
right. But still.
Reflection off that.
Yeah, it sounded better than facing people.
Well, then it's just a matter of some guys just don't listen to anything. Well, I mean, they're on their own planet.
Yeah, good musicians. I think tone deaf is maybe that the tones aren't right that they're playing. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get the
bass players are like that because a lot of them got way too much bass.
Muddy, like real muddy sound.
Yeah, and it just goes everywhere.
It doesn't sound like a guitar at all. It's almost like a kick drum that's just got a distortion on it.
Yeah, real boomy and like that. And I never liked that. I always like Jack Bruce and some of those. Are they trebly kind of?
That's kind of.
Bass.
I like that clean
real,
bass.
Yeah. Can really hear it.
Matter of fact, you got a nice sound and set up yourself. I like that. You got a nice.
I was starting to cook there. We call it the boys' night out.
Oh yeah, that band. You had a nice sound. I like that.
Going back though, you guys both played in a band, didn't you?
Oh yes.
Yeah, we played. I played in a band, Just Us.
Just Us.
Yeah.
It was right after Just Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Really? I thought you had a country band or something before.
No, I kind of threw that in there. I had. I did.
I know.
Sorry.
I got to stay awake over here. I'm a little slow on the draw.
It was a joke. I was just messing around.
I was laughing.
Well, I'm the oldest guy in the room, so. I mean,
no, you can't be.
I don't want to tell you.
Well, you look the youngest.
Well. That's because I had an operation.
I'm roughly half his age.
That's all them vegetables he eats.
Yeah, all the vitamins I take. But anyways, Just Us. You know, that was I had fun.
I did too.
Yeah, nice drummer.
I liked that band. That was a lot of fun.
Your cousin. Was that your cousin?
My cousin, Doug, yeah.
Yeah, he was a little loose around the kids.
I think it was the medicine he was taking.
Yeah. I remember he showed up late a few times. And
He had good charisma, but kind of his voice went out a lot. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was the rhythm, and you were the lead.
He was a good guitar player, yes.
And you were the lead, more or less the lead guitar player.
That's when I was faking it, yeah.
Yeah, well, you did a good job then. I thought so, and... I don't know. I can't remember. Well, we played in Cambridge Springs. I remember that.
I played Northeast.
Northeast, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think of where.
That's where he was late all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we'd start without him.
We did that quite a few times. Oh, yeah.
I think Cheryl hollered at me that night. She said, you're way too loud. And I kept turning it down. She said, you're still too loud. Finally, I shut it off, and she said, oh, that's perfect.
I remember that night.
Yeah, it's perfect. That. I got it shut off. You don't even need me.
She doesn't really think that you need bass in a band.
Yeah, right.
It isn't your fault.
We played out at, what was that place out in Girard, Barracks or something?
The Barracks, yeah.
Yeah, we played out there, and I don't know. I remember we were playing.
Yeah, we're
not a lot,
busy.
But we're staying. Yeah,
we're staying busy every weekend. At least one gig, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that was. And then, so after that, I remember seeing you at some different outdoor things, Union City, I think.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's,
you were out there. You were running the sound out of a trailer or something.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I think you took that job from me too, didn't you?
No, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't me.
Next time I seen you, you were out there running sound.
Well, they came to me and it was wanted to do the whole thing. You know, I says, I tell you what, you got too many bands all packed in here. You got to just get just a couple bands a night. You know, hire out to some sound company that. I think we got Bruce out there in Girard.
They did. I don't think they have bands now for that, do they?
I don't know. I don't think so.
DJ,
I don't think so.
I think last couple times.
Well,
I went.
they don't want to pay any money, you know.
And yeah.
It was the story of the world, I guess. But it's just hurting them, though. They're not. You can't be successful at something if you're going to skimp.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go full blast, and that's what I told them. They said, "Okay, let's do it." And I got Jake's Blues or Jake Banna, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm, and he said, yeah, okay, well, here's the price. And I, okay. And they said, okay. But then the last minute, they said no. And I said, no, wait a minute. You know, now you got me in the middle of this,
right,
this whole thing. And I'd tell Jake, you know.
You can't play like that.
No, that was stupid, crazy.
Very unprofessional, yeah.
Same way with Waterford Days, but they were okay out there. Waterford Heritage Days, you know, that was pretty well run. They jammed too much entertainment in too little of a time. You need time to tear down and set up, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Get organized, and we just didn't have the time there. But that's you know, a lot of, you know, the Erie Arts Festival. We love Erie and all that kind of stuff. You know, that stuff was a little better run, you know, and they understood more, but. It's an experience, quite an experience, you know. I like playing outside over bigger sound systems, you know.
With those kind of festivals and stuff, how long do you think it takes to tear down? About 30 minutes, 45 minutes?
On a stage, you mean?
Yeah.
Just a band? It's not that bad.
Everybody gives you 15 minutes, but if you could have a half hour, that's plenty time.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what you should have.
A half an hour to in between bands, yeah.
Yeah.
And don't go crazy, you know. Get a couple bands, and you know, because they... I don't know. You know, you don't want bands playing all day long when there ain't nobody there.
Right.
You know, everybody's working and whatnot, you know, so why waste your money, you know?
Right.
And the people, they would get people from New York, you know, all over the place, show up during the day, there's nobody there.
Right.
As, you know, unless you get Neil Young or Garth Brooks or something during the day,
right,
people
on.
Will show up. But, you know, that's a big gamble for these people. But once you get known, you know, like Union City's fireworks, I mean, they're known all over the place,
right,
for that.
Right, well known everywhere.
That's absolutely. That's,
you know, it's a good show.
Everybody I know, I mean, I've passed that on to lots of people. They know when it's fireworks time to get out
the
here.
The place is jammed, yeah.
You're gonna see a nice
show.
Well,
you know, over the years, I learned something about what's popular. And if you look at all of these different things, you know, whether it's professional football, NASCAR, rock concerts or concerts, you know, outdoor concerts, fireworks, anything that's super loud and super, well, just super loud. You got to be loud.
Yeah.
And people flock to that stuff. As long as it's loud, you know, boom, they're there.
You just can't do it in a building because you run all your customers
out. No, you're outside,
out.
Yeah. You know, you go to a professional football game, holy smokes, is it loud. And same way with NASCAR. I mean, I was standing on the track when they said, gentlemen, start your engine. And all 45 cars or something started up. The ground shook.
I bet.
I mean, holy smokes. I said, no wonder. Whew. But that's what it takes, loud, loud.
Oh.
The fireworks. I mean, those Union City fireworks are loud and bright and big. And whew.
Just echoes the valley.
Yeah, really something else. Okay, so I don't know where we left off.
Loud.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the Just Us band, yeah. So then, you kept right on a cruising. I remember Bob was back, I think. I remember seeing him, bass player.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. Foggy.
I've had so many bands that I've been in.
Yeah.
People have gone and...
Well, that's the thing. It's hard to keep. I mean, people just get burned out, you know. Not everybody thinks the same way, and like you say, not everybody shows up to help.
Everybody's priorities are not the same, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's really a tough thing, really a tough thing.
Commit this day and age is just like a lot of young people getting married, you know. Well, yeah, I'll marry you. Well, let's get married, and then last couple weeks, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the way when I was the mayor and I used to, people would ask me to preside over their ceremony. Okay. But we always had a meeting beforehand, you know, to get all the details straight. And I used to tell them, I say, you know, the easy part's getting married. The hard part's staying that way.
You better believe it.
And I said, I don't want to screw up my record because I was batting 1,000, you know, it was only 4 years, but everybody was still married. Now, I'm sure that's not the case anymore. But boy, we really had some good weddings, you know. But you know, the easy part's getting started. It's the hard part's keeping it going. And
how about,
it's the same way with
how
bands.
About not to change the subject? But speaking of weddings, I once played a wedding. It was the first wedding I ever played in my life.
Yeah,
and it was with a country band.
Oh yeah,
Oh, yeah. And I started, I'm trying to think, oh, it's Crying Time Again. I sang that song.
Yeah.
Very first country song.
At a wedding?
And it was a dry wedding. And they want to know why it's Crying Time Again. It didn't work out real good that time. After that, I really got my stuff together, though.
Yeah. We used to play
more cheerful songs.
I can't remember. We had a couple songs that were dedicated. So, well, we always play these songs at weddings, and they were some really nasty songs. But, yeah, well, that's the way, you know, in these bands. I mean, even though it's tough sometimes and you pay a lot of dues, you know, you do have some crazy moments that.
Well, how about the hearing? Like, how about, do you think you have any hearing loss from all the years from music, you know, playing music?
Like that. I got 30% in one ear loss, and well, I hurt myself in the other ear. It was a long story with a Q-tip.
Oh, yeah. That's rough.
Now, is that like a pool stick, or is that a?
Oh, it was like a big bad mistake.
Yeah,
I mean,
punctured your eardrum, huh?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh,
that's rough. I mean, I'm just imagining the amps. You know, I remember when I used to play guitar and. I used to jack that.
Well, you heard us. You came to hear us, and we played loud.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you. As time goes on, you start losing your hearing.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't think I did, but I know I did.
Do you got like a ringing in either one of your guys' ears when you're like in some silence? You know,
Not silence, but there's nothing clear. It's just. Mm. Everything sounds like a cluster, you know?
Right.
I say what a lot.
Huh? You know, what?
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Yeah. What did you say?
Will you pay attention? Okay. Well, let's. I'll tell you what. Let's have Steve play another song.
Okay.
What do you want to play?
Hmm.
What was the first one? What was the first one?
We got That Smell.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a Lynyrd Skynyrd one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that one.
Okay.
Let's do that one.
Whiskey bottles and brand new cars, oak tree in my way. Too much smoke and too much coke, and look what's going on inside you. Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell of death is around you. Angel of darkness is upon you. Stuck a needle in your arm.
You fool, you.
So take another toke, have a blow for your nose. And one more drink full will drown you.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell of death is around you.
Now they call you Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of lose. So you'll be alright come tomorrow. But tomorrow might not be here for you.
Yeah, you.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell of death surround you. We'll be right back. little problem confront you. Got a monkey on your back. Just one more fix, Lord, might do the trick. One hell of a prize for you to get your kick. That smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell that's around you. Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell that's around you.
Welcome back to the Real BS Show with special guest Steve Waddle. Good job.
Good job. Thank you, sir.
That's better than Leonard Skinner.
I don't think so.
Well, we're getting close to the end, sort of. We'll try to sneak in a song or two more.
Yeah, we'll put a few in there.
Yeah. We got the ones that we made up at Steve's house there.
That's right, yeah.
Where I played bass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's put one of them in.
Yeah, we could do the Turn the Page or whatever. I forgot the other one. Neil Young.
Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World.
Rockin' in the Free World, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to do those. What didn't we have one more? Oh, Fortunate Son, too.
Yeah, we started with that one, yeah.
Oh, we already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We don't want to get all of Steve's talent on here because who knows when we get him back.
Wouldn't that be ironic if we just did this show in a loop, in a constant loop? Like, oh, we forgot about Fortunate Son and just start playing this show all over again.
Go right back to the beginning.
And just keep on doing it, the recursive loop.
We got to do a show on how to do a show.
Wouldn't that be a show on how to do a show.
That's a nice room.
We need your drummer for that because he wants to know.
I definitely want the drummer here to know this.
Yeah, let him see how we do it.
Here's the problem. Like, we're telling people over the mic how to do something visual. But I guess if you can't tell people how to do it, then you can't really teach people, I guess.
Well, we can take a shot at it.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Put everybody to sleep.
Yeah. Can we play some polka music behind it? I hate polka music, but I think it's very fitting.
Polka music. Yeah, that's good. Roll out the barrel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And She's Too Fat for Me. It's one of my favorite ones.
Something about fat strings and fat women here. This is something connected there.
Something's wrong with that guy. I don't know what.
Well, I don't know. It's happened at childbirth. Yeah.
there's a song by Queen, "Fat Bottom Girls."
Oh yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I think that's Bill's song. Yeah.
So, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna do a show about a show.
Oh yeah, that's,
and we're gonna bring my drummer because he understands things, and I don't understand how to turn a computer on, more or less. Understand what's going on.
Well,
in
it's okay. You don't want to know. Trust me.
I don't want to know.
That's why Seth's here.
Yeah,
he's doing all the work.
I'm considered a computer, I guess.
Thank you, Seth.
He's our artificial intelligence.
We really appreciate you.
Yeah, and
you and all the people that can do, we appreciate.
So let's get one more song in here. Steve's song. But okay. Which one do you want to do? Turn the Page?
Yeah, we could do Turn the Page and then bring in Rockin' in the Free World.
Both in a row?
Yeah, why not? And then we'll just come out.
You know, just turn the bass up.
Yeah.
Turn the bass. That's my buddy Billy going to be doing the bass.
Well, I
appreciate you doing that.
We went over it one time and then we recorded it. So
yeah.
It was not a.
I did a lot of mistakes.
It's just no finesse. It's all raw. You know.
Okay. Well, let's give it a toss here and see what happens.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engines moaning out its one last call. And you can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. Say, here I am on the road again. Here I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. When you walk into the restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold, you pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can hear them talk, other times you can't. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? You always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. See, here I am on the road again. Here I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. Here I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy that you try to give away, as the sweat pours out your body like the music that you play. Later on this evening, as I lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in my head, I smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what you said. See, here I am on the road again. Here I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Say, here I am on the road again. Here I am up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go.
she puts a kid away, cause he's gotta get a hit. She hates her life and what she's done with it. That's one more kid that will never go to school, never get to fall in love, never get to be cool. He moved right to the free world.
Thank you, Steve Waddle, for serenading us and let me play bass on your songs there.
Well, thank you very much yourself.
Kind of rusty. I haven't played in a while.
Appreciate the bass. Sounds really
good. I
have to
practice now.
Might have to do a little of that myself.
Yeah, we all need practice. So, well, it's time to go home, right? It's cold outside.
Oh. Gotta warm it up outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I just want to say thanks, Steve, for putting up with us for an hour. And
well, thank you for the same, buddy.
And people liked your voice. There's no doubt about it. And you got to focus on that. Concentrate on that.
That's,
and if we can do anything to help, you can holler, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
This solo career, I tell you, you might have something there.
Yeah, because nobody likes me anyway. I might as
well. Then you got less equipment to carry, too.
Right. I'm just talking band members, not people in general.
I do think you could go digital with your music, that's for sure.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Definitely originals. You know, people do covers, but I'm sure you've written some of your own music.
Yes, I have.
Well, hey. Even covers, you know, if do covers different, like our show that we did about the acoustic.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, all of those were, well, maybe a couple of them were original, but most all of them were covers.
Yes.
And boy, they were done well.
The rendition of them was completely.
Yeah, yeah. Very creative.
I don't know which one it was, but there was one that was just completely different than what they did.
Well,
originally.
Yeah, it's Music Travel and Love Band. Yeah,
yeah.
Or guys, there was two guys.
Yeah.
But thanks again, Steve. This is fun, and we'll pester you some more in the future here. And,
I hope you do. Like to come back.
You're always welcome here.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So, good night.
Sleep tight.
question everything. What else?
Question authority. Yeah.
Question everything.
Yeah.
Always.
And sleep tight, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
See ya.